And how does that make you feel? Everything you never wanted to know about therapy. Written and read by Joshua Fletcher. Introduction. If you have ever had the pleasure of meeting a therapist at a party, a good therapist anyway, you'll probably find that we're being very attentive. We try our best to listen. We do this not to find evidence of all your wrongdoings or to see into a hidden part of you that you'd rather we didn't. Nor are we trying to pin a personality trait on your issues with your parents. We don't look into your darkest thoughts or read your mind, nor are we actively lie detecting. We are attentive because what we like to do is listen. It's what we're trained for. When we're asking you, in the therapy room or in life, and how does that make you feel, it's because we really want to know. We're interested. We're curious. We want to understand. Much like the interior designer who can't help but scan every room they're in, or the builder who taps on the wall of someone else's construction project, therapists often find it hard to switch off from the day job, especially when it's a job that defines a large proportion of your identity. In social situations, I've found that many people become uncomfortable when I tell them about my profession. Their body language becomes subtly more defensive, often followed by the half-joking question, "So I guess you're psychoanalyzing me now." I recognize the wariness and, as a qualified and experienced therapist, let me assure you that this playful accusation isn't too far from the truth. However, my professional curiosity is not the invasive analysis that many initially fear. It comes from a place of compassion, positive intrigue, and habit. Furthermore, when we therapists listen, even at a party or a family event, we find it difficult to switch off the years of training, including bookshelves of counseling theory containing lots of psychological problem solving. Everyone's mind likes to automatically draw from its own reference library, and therapists are no different. But it doesn't mean we act upon or assume the suggestions that the brain proposes to us. Often we would like this part of our brain to switch off when we're not working, particularly if we're trying to chill out in front of the TV with a glass of wine. It's important to remember that therapists are as human as everybody else. It's okay to see them like any other human inside or outside the therapy room. Therapists haven't got everything worked out. We are flawed, we have our vices, and we constantly work on our own personal stuff. Throughout this book, you'll see just how human we can be as I share my vulnerabilities, imperfections, anxieties, and inner thoughts with you. I do this not to bring my profession into disrepute, but to help people realize that therapists aren't as scary or holier than thou as you might have feared. I promise that there is no omnipotent know-it-all waiting for you on the other side of the therapy room door, ready to pounce at the first chance to judge or shame you. Instead, the person who awaits you is, ideally, someone who wants to listen and is willing to be a conscientious, non-judgmental guest in your world for a short while, knowing that you can safely part ways until the next time you decide to open the door again. I hope this is how my clients feel about me and my practice. I'm a psychotherapist who specializes in anxiety, and I really enjoy my job. Anxiety is something we can all relate to on some level, and is something I struggled massively with in the past. Even now, my anxiety hasn't gone entirely. Still, thanks to life-changing therapy and psychoeducation, I can confidently say that I live a happy and fulfilling life, a goal I wish for all of my clients. Helping them get to a good place is what drives me as a therapist. Anxiety can feel crippling to many, but each time I see one of my clients lean into uncertainty and face their fears, it fills me with the utmost admiration. They are not broken. You are not broken. As a society, we are making progress in how we talk about mental health, but there is still a long way to go. Instagram hashtags and corporate well-being days can only get us so far, and there are still way too many people who think that difficult emotions are best kept under wraps, out of embarrassment or shame. I believe that therapy can help nearly everyone at some stage in their life, but I also think there is a great deal that is misunderstood about the therapeutic process. And I want to dispel some of the myths and misunderstandings in this book to reassure you that talking about mental health with a professional needn't either be terrifyingly vulnerable or endlessly self-indulgent. And How Does That Make You Feel is structured around four client case studies. Any therapist reading this may be gasping at this point. Oh my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?